more money.
25 years on the air with advice on money matters. Here's your host, Bob Brinker.
Welcome to America's Money Program, Money Talk. Bob Brinker here. It is great to have you with us, and we do appreciate your joining us very, very much. And we have our guest segment coming up. Should be a really good one. Hope you'll be with us for that. Let's take a look at the week ahead and what will be happening in the canyons of Wall Street this week. And things will get started on Tuesday. We will get a couple of indexes that tell us about a very important part of the U.S. economy, that is the service sector, because most of the U.S. economy right now is in the service sector, and manufacturing really makes up a very small part. About 12% of GDP is manufacturing-related these days. We have a service economy, and we will get the Purchasing Managers Index, Services Index, on Tuesday morning. Now, readings above 50 are expansionary. That's good. And the estimate is 54.7. So that should be in favorable territory. We'll also on Tuesday morning get another services index called the ISM Non-Manufacturing Index. That'll come out. And that's estimated at 59. Again, readings above 50 are expansionary. We'd like to see these indexes above 50. This is Employment Week, so we'll get the ADP, that's the Automatic Data Processing Employment Report, on Wednesday morning. And right now, the estimate is 192,000 new jobs in the month of November. This will be for the month of November. And this National Employment Report is computed from records of about 400,000 U.S. business clients of ADP and about 23 million employees working in the private sectors. That'll be the ADP Employment Report Wednesday morning. Estimate consensus, new jobs, November, 192,000. We'll then get the employment report Friday from the Labor Department, and that is very, very close to the ADP estimate. The non-farm payrolls estimate is 185,000 for the month of November from the Labor Department report that will be coming out on Friday. The unemployment rate is estimated to remain unchanged at its recent low of 4.1, which is actually below what is usually called full employment by the Federal Reserve. 4.1 is a very, very low unemployment number. Thursday, we'll get the jobless claims update. Jobless claims are estimated at 240,000 for the week, similar to the prior week and remaining in very, very low territory, which is the reason we have been seeing for years now. We have been seeing such gains in employment. These jobless claims numbers now have been way down near historic lows for the past couple of years. So that's going on as well. These are the reports that will be coming out this week. And I think also you will see headlines made by the attempted reconciliation of the House and the Senate tax bills. I would say that based on what we're looking at right now, that these bills are fairly close. And I think in some cases they will split the difference. In some cases they might make minor changes. But I think for the most part, this tax bill between the House and the Senate is close enough that they should be able, if they can hold their votes together, they should be able to reach an agreement on a reconciled bill that can then be passed, or then can go to the House and the Senate for passage, I should say, and potentially be signed into law in the month of December. It should be interesting, and I think the ball should be rolling on that reconciliation process. That's the next step as we move into this week. We'll return with our special guest. Stay with us on Money Talk.
Money Talk.
Not available in all states.
Thank you for calling Reese and Irby's, the future of frozen yogurt.
Are you the robot people?
Reese and Irby's Froyo robots? Yes, ma'am. Our Froyo robots serve 7 different flavors of delicious frozen yogurt with up to 6 delicious toppings all within 60 seconds. We place our robots all over the country. Malls, theaters, theme parks, almost anywhere people want an amazing treat. It's the future of frozen yogurt.
And you sell these robots?
That's right. Whether you're looking for a full or part-time turnkey business, Reese and Irby's Froyo robots are available as a unique franchise opportunity across the United States.
And how do I find great locations for my robots?
Well, actually, we do that for you. Your robots go into high-traffic, secured locations, engage with customers daily, deliver amazing Froyo experiences to customers, and you collect the profits. They work so you don't have to.
Well, I definitely want my own Froyo robots. How do I get them?
It's easy. Just go to FroyoFranchising.com and enter promo code 6565. That's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 6565. Locations are going fast, so don't wait. Again, that's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 6565.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Holiday cookies, who doesn't love them? But all that baking can be havoc on your pipes. Luckily, the pros at SoCal Plumbers 911 are on call 24/7, even on holidays. Licensed and insured, SoCal Plumbers 911 can handle any job. So go ahead, bake with confidence. SoCal Plumbers 911 has your holidays covered. Call SoCal Plumbers 911 and save $50 with their KABC special. Dial 877-PLUMBER or go to SoCalPlumbers911.com. That's SoCalPlumbers911.com.
LA Weekly's fourth annual Sips and Sweets is racing back to the Peterson Automotive Museum on December 14th at 8 p.m. Enjoy delicious cocktail samples from some of Los Angeles's top mixologists and scrumptious bites from the city's best bakers and patisseries. General admission and VIP tickets still available at sipsandsweets.laweekly.com. That's sipsandsweets.laweekly.com. See you at the LA Weekly's fourth annual Sips and Sweets at the Peterson Automotive Museum on December 14th.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the California Army National Guard. Aired by the California Broadcasters Association and this station.
For investors, and I know many of our Money Talk listeners have enjoyed the fruits of this fantastic year that we've enjoyed, especially in terms of stock market returns, and it has been truly a great year. And this is an opportunity for us to consider here in the month of December what we're going to do to spread the wealth around. And I know many of our Money Talk listeners like to have an active giving program, gifting program, at the end of the year to their favorite charity or charities. And we have at bobbrinker.com, we have the U.S. Fund for UNICEF as my charity of choice on the website, U.S. Fund for UNICEF. And charitable donations can be made to the U.S. Fund for UNICEF at bobbrinker.com by clicking on the appropriate items. So just want to let you know about that. We've done that for many, many years, been very, very successful in raising money for children all over the world as a result of the efforts of the U.S. Fund for UNICEF. So I want to certainly to point that out and also to encourage all of our Money Talk listeners that have enjoyed the fruits of a terrific stock market run that we have seen for a long time now to spread it around and consider, think about that gifting effort here in the month of December where you can do so much good. And we've talked, of course, in the past on the broadcast about the good that you can do as a successful investor by helping particularly family members, including nephews, nieces, cousins, whatever, family members, as well as immediate family members, with things like helping them with their educational potential. And especially in this day and age where it's become very expensive to pick up educational points. And if you can help relatives, family members in any way through gifting, and you know there's a very generous $14,000 per person exemption on gifts where you can give $14,000 to a niece or a nephew, whatever, and you won't have to have any tax problems with that. Our guest in this segment is Dan Ariely. Dan is professor of economics at Duke University. He is the author of the New York Times bestseller. He was on in connection with that particular bestseller, Predictably Irrational. His new book, titled Dollars and Cents, How We Misthink Money and How to Spend Smarter. Dan Ariely, our guest. Dan, it's great to have you back with us. Thank you for your time. And a lot has happened since you were on with us the last time. I want to ask you, for openers, your impression of the tax bill, which is getting close to passage. Hello, Dan? Okay, Robbie, I'm not hearing Dan. Is Dan hearing me?
I can hear you.
Oh, Dan, thank you. Thank you very much. I hear you loud and clear.
Oh, great.
We were talking about your New York Times bestseller. We were on talking about it a while back, Predictably Irrational, a great book. And also now we're going to talk about your new book, Dollars and Cents, which I've been reading and enjoying, How We Misthink Money and How to Spend Smarter. I wanted to get your initial impressions about the tax bill that is making headlines.
Yeah, so first of all, I think that tax reform is a really good idea. The question is this the right one? And I'll tell you something a little different. We have been doing experiments at the University of Duke with the Durham Water Authority. And we basically said, look, when people pay the water bill, they should kind of get a sense of what they're paying and what they're getting. So instead of sending the regular water bill, we showed people the magic that happens to water. If you think about it, it's really kind of amazing. You know, in the U.S., we open the faucet and fresh water and safe comes out, and it's really kind of an amazing thing. So we gave to people a description of the whole process that water goes through and how many people are involved and so on. And we showed two things. We showed that people paid their taxes on time, the water bill on time, and then we allowed people to pay more for water, right? Voluntary taxes, and some people were willing to do it. Now, the big thing for me in the U.S. is that we look at taxes not as seeing what our contribution for the country is and how our money is being spent. We look at it as an adversarial relationship between us and the government. And I think, for me, that's the big shame, is that we haven't gotten better at this. So if you ask me to do a tax reform, I would do things like giving citizens their tax receipt, so that we could see what our taxes are being spent on. I would give citizens a choice to decide if we want some of our taxes to go to security, to go to roads, to go to education. I would do all kinds of things like that. That's one big comment. The second big comment, I think, is that the tax code is way too complex. And because the tax code is so complex, I think we also get very disenfranchised from it. For me, the tax day is a day of fear and worry that I'm getting things wrong, that I'm not doing things the right way, that I'm somehow missing something. So rather than thinking of it as a day of citizenship and contribution and where the country is going, we think about it in a very, very wrong way. So those are kind of very general answer about, you know, if I could do tax reform from a behavioral economics perspective, what I would do. In terms of the specific tax reform, I'm a little worried that we're not getting the goals that we had. So, you know, nobody have set up the goals in a very concrete way. We said the goal is to reduce a tax on corporations, that's reasonable, but we haven't set up the goal of what we want to do with individuals. And most of the analysis, I think, is showing that for most lower and middle income, this would not be a great deal. It would be really good to people who have pass-through entities. It would really be good to people who are going to die, well, for their kids, very wealthy. But I don't think it's going to accomplish the goals that we have as a country that is thinking about how to simplify and create a more reasonable tax system.
The voice of Dan Ariely, author of Dollars and Cents, his new book, as we're going to be talking about. I want to ask you another question about taxes, Dan, because your insight is invaluable on this topic. Theoretically, the tax code is supposed to be fair. Taxes are supposed to be fair, and one of the main reasons that the tax code is supposed to be fair is so that the citizens will believe in the system and thereby conform to it and pay their taxes. What say you?
Yeah, I think fairness is incredibly important, and fairness comes from lots of beliefs. So, for example, you know, think about kids. When kids are born, we feel that they should all have similar opportunities, right? Because kids are born, no matter what parents they're born to, we think that it's good for them, like, to be fair to them, all kids should have opportunities. So people in general agree more readily that we should have reform that give kids health, access to health, and early education and so on. By the time somebody gets to be my age, I'm 50 now, we say, okay, you've done some things yourself, you don't deserve, some of the things you've done have to do with your decision, some of the things have to do with how you were born, but by now we don't feel that the country should treat everybody in their 50s in the same way. So I think fairness is incredibly important. Now, there's another issue here, which is thinking about luck and how we got to where we are. So if I think about myself, you know, because as you know from our last discussion, I was badly injured, and you know, I could have been injured much worse. I could have been dead. It's very easy for me to think about a world in which I'm more handicapped than I am now. It's easy for me to think about a world in which I would have been much more limited than I am now. I realize on a daily basis that I'm very lucky to be around and to have what I have. And luck is one of those things that if you understand how lucky you are, then you understand that there's another version of you that wouldn't have been as lucky, and that other version of you might need some help. Right? So if I think about myself, I have a job, I teach at Duke, I'm generally happy, I wrote a few books. But I could see that a slight more injury and I would have been on disability insurance, right? Slight more injury and I wouldn't have had all disability. And now I say, I want to help this other version of myself. I want this other version of myself also not to be miserable. It's not just me. It's not just my skill. It's lots of small things are so important. I think when it comes to our understanding of luck, if we understood more, you know, with me it's very easy to see how lucky I am. But I think for all of us, if we only understood how luck plays, we would think very differently about what the state should provide its citizens.
Now, I agree with everything you just said, Dan Ariely. I have to say my reaction to it is how few people, I believe, actually think that way.
What do you mean? You mean that people
How few people, what jumps out from your comments, I appreciate your comments, what jumps out from them is my perception is how few people actually think about that other version of themselves that was less lucky.
Yeah, you know, psychologically, it's very hard to think about this, right? And you could argue that I have it easy to think about it this way because of my injury, it's very easy to imagine things would have been very different, right? So that, in some sense, it's easy for me. But if you take somebody, let's say somebody like an athlete or somebody like a CEO of a company, somebody who's very, very successful, and you ask the question of, can they see the luck in their life? It's probably not one big injury that either got them to be lucky or unlucky, but instead it's a lot of little things. It's a person that they met and a course that they took and an idea that they have and being at the right time at the right moment. And because of all of those things, it's much harder for them to see that they are lucky. So in some sense, when you have big luck events, it's much easier for you to see that you're lucky when your life is a stream of small things that happened that all of them made you incredibly lucky. It's just hard to see. So I think for most people, if you look back, say, what are pivotal moments in your life, it's a little hard to see all of them because some of them are just so small and you don't know that you could have taken a slightly different road and be in a very different place. So you're absolutely right, but we all need to understand how much of where we are is around luck.
Very, very true. The words of Dan Ariely and the voice of Dan Ariely. Dan's new book, Dollars and Cents, which we're going to discuss, How We Misthink Money and How to Spend Smarter. Dan has the New York Times bestseller, Predictably Irrational. We recommend that to all Money Talk listeners, as well as Dollars and Cents. These books are available, of course, at Amazon.com. We're going to return with Dan Ariely. Talk more about Dollars and Cents. Also, take your calls for Dan at 1-800-934-2221. All across America, our toll-free line. You're welcome to call on Money Talk.
This is Money Talk.
Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Gary Garrison. A woman in her 60s was struck and killed tonight as she tried to cross an Anaheim street. Police are now searching for a hit-and-run driver who fled the scene. Blistering Santa Ana winds will spread through Los Angeles and Orange counties tonight, with peak winds of 80 miles an hour possible in mountain locations tomorrow night. And the number 7 USC Trojans will take on Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl December 29th. Oklahoma and Georgia will meet in the college football playoff semifinal at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena on New Year's Day. The other semifinal game will feature Clemson and Alabama at the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. KABC SoCal weather mostly clear overnight. Lows in the upper 40s to mid 50s. North winds 15 to 25 with gusts to 35 miles an hour. More news coming up and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Gary Garrison. Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
Jose, I still can't figure out why you want to be one of them smell good plumbers.
Honestly, Uncle Baba, the better question is, why wouldn't I? They drive new, fully stocked trucks with everything and a toilet too. They wear fresh, clean, company-supplied uniforms. They have a price book with every job to eliminate guesswork. They don't have to drive far from home to get to the nearest service center. They work for a family-owned business with a family-oriented culture. They know everyone on their team is background checked and drug tested, and they get to help people by unstopping drains for $99.
Gee, maybe I'll put in an application too.
I don't think that's a good fit, Uncle Baba. But they are looking to add to their Smell Good team. So, if any one of you listening wants to apply like I did, please do.
This is Mike Diamond, and I guarantee my plumber will show up on time and smell good, or your house call is free.
Become a Smell Good plumber today. Apply online or call 1-800-446-MIKE for more information. Contractor license number 399-170.
At Covered California, we're not just here to help you get health insurance. We're here to help you get it at a lower cost. 9 out of 10 enrollees qualified for financial help paying for their plan. You may qualify for savings even if you didn't last year. So check for yourself. Or let our experts help you find out how much you could save. Life can change in an instant. Be covered when it does. Covered California. It's more than just health care. It's life care. Visit CoveredCA.com today. Enroll by December 15th.
Hi, I'm Lou Manfredini, host of House Smarts Radio, now airing Saturday mornings live from 8 to 9 right here on KABC. My goal is to help you each week with any questions you might have around your home. All you have to do is call right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Attention car owners. You know, many of you tell me it's hard to find the time to sell your car, so you just take the trade-in value without checking out your other options like CarStub.com. CarStub.com is the new marketplace to sell a car, truck, van, or SUV hassle-free. CarStub.com's convenient service will send a friendly appraiser to your home or office and give you a free, no-obligation offer. You get more than a dealer trade-in price without the hassles of private party sales. CarStub.com makes selling a used vehicle easy, and they do all of the DMV paperwork. And if you need to upgrade to a new car, CarStub.com can help you with that, too. My friend Derek Emery, he's the owner. He's known as Sledgehammer Derek because he will buy any car, even if it's got dents in it. How much cash are you driving? Find out. Call 800-870-1841. That's 800-870-1841. Or submit your car for free at CarStub.com. Busy lives need convenience, so that's why you have to visit CarStub.com today. When you change your car, you change your luck, and you change your luck at CarStub.com. Check them out. Do it today.
Saturday mornings at 7, backed by popular demand, it's the Real Estate Zone with Danny Butzalkin. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing, learn the strategies and secrets from the pros. That's Saturdays at 7, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
We all have issues, so let's start talking.
In Your Right Mind is a new weekly behavioral health show that focuses on issues that pertain to just about everyone.
Join me, Dr. Tanmoy Sharma, and my co-host, Christina Kusner, as we highlight topics that get people talking.
In Your Right Mind is every Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Attorney James Bergener here. I've talked to hundreds of people after they get into an accident. All of them have one thing in common. They don't stand a chance against the insurance company alone. The insurance company doesn't even care about you. They don't know you, but they sure know me. Don't let them screw you over. Call me, Attorney Sweet James Bergener, at 800-881-2021 before you talk to anyone. Car, motorcycle, truck, slip and fall, animal bite, any type of injury or accident. I'm available 24/7. Call anytime. 800-881-2021, 800-881-2021, or go to sweetjames.com.
If you have to call a plumber, why not call one who shows up on time and smells good? Like Mike Diamond, the Smell Good Plumber, at 1-800-446-MIKE. Or you can always book your appointment online at MikeDiamond.com.
What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This is Money Talk.
Coast to coast, border to border, in the islands of Hawaii and north to Alaska, it's America's Money Program, Money Talk. Bob Brinker here. Our guest is Professor Dan Ariely of Duke University. His new book, Dollars and Cents, and his New York Times bestseller, Predictably Irrational, which is on the book list, the recommended reading list at bobbrinker.com. Both books available at amazon.com. And we're taking your calls for Dan at 1-800-934-2221. And so enjoying reading your new book, Dollars and Cents, Dan. And in your first chapter, we forget that everything is relative. We could call this the Dan Ariely theory of relativity. Tell us a little about that thought.
Yeah. So what happened is money is absolute, right? It's cardinal, what we call. But when we come to spend money, we think of it in relative terms. So, for example, think about how you would feel if you went to buy a pen. And the pen costs $15, and you're about to check out from the cashier, and the cashier tells you that there's another store, a sister store, that is selling the same pen for $5 instead of $15, and it's four blocks down the street. Most people say, oh, you know, that's a great deal. How can I turn this down? And people say, thank you very much, I'll go to this other store. Or imagine that you're buying an Armani suit for $1,015, and the person in the cashier tells you that the sister store selling it broke down the street for $1,005. It's still $10, but people think about it in very different terms. When the $10 is from 15, we can't help but think it's two-thirds, and not walking four blocks seems immoral. On the other hand, when it's out of $1,015, $10 looks so small. Even though our bank account doesn't care, our bank account just cares if it's $10 or less, or how much time we need to walk to get the discount, but we can't help think about money in relative terms. And that creates lots of challenges. So, for example, if you go ahead and you buy a car, once you buy a car, spending relative more amounts on, you know, leather seats, on car stereo, and all kind of things like that seems incredibly easy. Or if you're buying a house, spending, you know, only $10,000 more looks like nonsense. And you say to yourself, why not? So whenever so relativity is the way we think about money, and what it really means is that every time we buy something big, we have to be incredibly careful that we're not getting into the relativity trap.
Our guest is Dan Ariely, and Dan's new book, Dollars and Cents, How We Misthink Money and How to Spend Smarter. Another of your chapters, Dan, We Overemphasize Money. Tell us about that thought.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things about this, but let's think about, to start with, let's think about the relationship. So imagine there's a husband and wife, and one of them is making three times more than the other person. So one of them makes $33,000 a year, the other one makes $100,000 a year. What happens to the way in which the power relationship in the family is determined? Well, what happened is that, you know, life in a relationship is built on lots and lots of things. There's love, there's kindness, there's help with the kids, there's all kinds of things, who pays the bills. But there's also the question of who brings more money. And money is the only attribute that we could measure with really high precision and very, very, with decimals. So because of this, we give it more attention. So that's of course, in an extreme case in relationship. But it goes with other things. Imagine you have two phones, and one of them is $100 more than the other one. But you're going to use your phone for 3 hours a day, for let's say 3 years. 3 years, that's 1,000 days. 3 hours a day, 3,000 hours. Per hour, the difference is very small, and the pleasure that you're getting from it is really important. But the moment one of them is $100 more expensive, we sometimes pay too much attention to it, and as a consequence, overemphasizing money and underemphasizing other things like our enjoyment or the value that we're getting. And the final example, imagine that two things are very close in price but only slightly different. You have tomatoes that cost one tomatoes cost 98 cents a pound and the other one costs $1.02 a pound. It's a very small difference, but because dollars are numerical, we can see these really, really small differences, and sometimes we pay too much attention to them. So in all aspects, whenever we have money and other attributes, the fact that money is numerical and has decimals and so on means that it's easier to pay more attention to money and harder to pay attention to the other attributes. So we overweigh money and underweigh the other things.
Professor Dan Ariely, author of Dollars and Cents, How We Misthink Money and How to Spend Smarter. Another of your chapters, Dan, states that we overvalue what we have. Tell us a little about that.
Yes. That's basically what is called the endowment effect. We've shown this in many ways. One of the ones I love is that this was a Duke basketball. We got students who wanted to see a game, and some of them in the lottery got a ticket, and some of them in the lottery didn't get the ticket. And then we asked the people who had a ticket, we said, how much would you sell us the ticket for? How much do you value it? And we asked the people who didn't have a ticket, how much would you pay for a ticket? And then we also asked them why and so on. And what we found was that the people who had a ticket wanted to sell it for more than $2,000. The people who did not have a ticket were not willing to pay $150 for it. And the most interesting thing was to hear the reasoning. The people who had the ticket basically said, this was going to be a defining moment in my life. I'll tell this to my grandchildren. It will be incredibly important for me. How could I give it up? Right? Whereas the people who didn't have the ticket basically say, I could watch it in a bar. I could do other things with the money. And what it really suggests is that our ownership dictates our perspective. That when you own something, you think of life from being an owner of that thing. If you have a ticket, you say, oh, the game is kind of mine. It will be something I'll tell my kids about it. How can I give it up? And when you don't have the ticket, you say to yourself, I have this money. How could I give so much money out for a ticket? But it means that when we transition from being non-owners to being owners of something, something deep happens to us and we start appreciating things in a very different way. And we ourselves don't appreciate it.
Now, that sounds like some of that is a self-fulfilling effect in the sense that if we've purchased a high-priced ticket to a concert or a game or whatever, event, let's say, well, we've already spent the money. We have the ticket. We're going. We're kind of all in. So it would be self-critical for us to say, oh, I overpaid for this. I shouldn't have bought this. I mean, it's kind of self-fulfilling once you make the decision, right?
So there are multiple things that happen. So what you're absolutely right about is that you can also have a self-fulfilling. Remember, in our experiment, all the students sign up for the ticket, and some, they didn't have enough, so some got it in a lottery and some didn't.
Right.
So it's not about paying or not paying, and it's not about wanting or not wanting or paying a high amount. But you're absolutely right that the moment you include other things in this, for example, like how much money you paid for something and you need to justify, then the effect could get even larger because we do need to rationalize and explain to ourselves our own decision and justify them.
We're speaking with world-renowned economist Dan Ariely of Duke University, author of New York Times bestseller, Predictably Irrational. You'll find that on the books list, recommended reading list at bobbrinker.com. That's a must-read for Money Talk listeners if you haven't already digested that one. Dan's new book, Dollars and Cents, that we're talking about as well. Dan, I think we've talked about this in the past. One of the things that I have always found just so strange is, and this gets to perspective and relativity as well in a different sense, is the way people care so much, many people, not all, but many people care so much about how their neighbors are doing, how their peers are doing, how their coworkers might be doing relative to how they are doing. And yet, in the grand scheme of things, that means nothing at all. Why is that?
Okay, so you're absolutely right. This is about relativity, but it's actually incredibly important. So here's the thing. So imagine that there are basically two activities. Let's call one spending and one saving. Now, think about saving. 1,000 years ago, we used to basically save with animals, right? People used to have goats and chickens and so on. And when we had goats and chickens, it means you could come home at night and you could see how many goats and chickens your neighbor has, and you could compete on who has more goats and chickens. But then we invented money, and then we invented digital money, and now we can't observe how much our neighbors are spending or having insurance. The only thing we can observe is how much they are spending. So what happened is that we would compete on anything, right? As long as we could see it and we can measure it. But what happened is as a society, we've made money invisible and only in the domain of saving. And because of that, we can't compete on that. Now imagine that you and I started a new system where we basically tried to make money more visible. We got to make savings and insurance more visible. Could it be that we could get people to care more about those domains?
It's fascinating, though, how observes observations of coworkers or peers or neighbors can then lead to more serious things like envy or jealousy.
Yeah. You know, it's not for nothing that one of the Ten Commandments is about not being envious. It's a really hard thing to do. It's a really hard thing not to compare ourselves. So what happened is that we do compare ourselves, but we compare ourselves only to spending, right? There was a sad study last year that showed that when people win the lottery, their neighbors start spending more money. and it is funny, but you know, some of those people spend so much they got to be bankrupt. And
yeah,
you know, if you think about it, like imagine all of a sudden your neighbors got much richer and got new cars and renovated their kitchens and so on. I'm not saying you would try to do exactly what they're doing, but it'll be very hard not to have some inkling to follow suit in some way. But by the way, if you think about this and you say, how do we make saving and insurance more visible? I mean, you could say, let's go all the way out and do a website that tells people how much everybody is saving. But there are other ways. I'll tell you one simple one. Imagine you go to a new job and there's a 401k. Every amount of money that you put in your 401k, you don't get to bring to your family. Right? So let's say you get a salary of $50,000 and you decide to save $5,000 of it. Now you get to bring $45,000 home and the other five kind of becomes invisible. So we basically did something very simple. We asked people to call their significant other and to discuss what percentage they're going to save in 401k. And what happened? It became larger. Why? Because now it moved from being something invisible that you as the breadwinner, you don't just get to get proud of what you bring home after. It includes everything. And you get to also be proud of the amount of money you save. So there's lots of things like it. At the moment you start thinking about the nature of money and how we should have it, you could decide to change how we represent money and therefore how to get people to behave more in their long-term interest.
Now, Dan, just briefly on another chapter titled We Avoid Pain, tell us a little about that thought.
Yeah, the pain of paying is this idea that when we pay and we think about payments, we suffer more, and when we don't think about payments, we suffer less. So think about the difference between using cash versus credit cards. You went to an expensive meal. If you pay with cash, you would feel more suffering than if you pay with credit cards. So if you think about how we pay for gas for our car, we notice the price, we stand next to it, we see the little counter going up. If you think about how we pay for energy at home, we don't pay as much attention. There's actually results showing that if you take people who pay with check for their electricity bill and they move to automatic deduction, they don't see it, they don't pay as much attention, they don't write the check, and the energy consumption goes up over time by about 4%, which is huge. So if you think about modern payment method, right, we move from cash to checks to credit cards to Apple Pay to Android Pay. All of those things create lower and lower pain of paying.
Yeah.
And because of it, they make it incredibly easy to spend much more and feel it less.
Dan, to put a bow on this conversation, and we do appreciate your time so much, tell our Money Talk listeners across America what you would like them to take away from dollars and cents.
So I want people to realize that even though we use money every day, money is really a complex topic. And we often don't use it in the right way. And if we wanted to use money better, we have to understand what are some of the triggers that get us to behave better and worse. And I want people to kind of analyze their own behavior. Here's a mistake that other people do. Do I do this mistake? What's the cost of it? And if it doesn't cost you much and gives you a lot of pleasure, go for it. But if there are mistakes that people are making that are costing them, then I would hope that people would take it to heart and try to change their own behavior.
Professor Dan Ariely, Duke University, author of New York Times bestseller Predictably Irrational, also author of his newest book, Dollars and Cents. Professor, we thank you for your time. We wish you the best of the holiday season upcoming, and we, of course, wish you continued success.
Thank you, and thank you very, very much.
This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chops, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Computer, execute 12.4P operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm Grant Langston, the new CEO of eHarmony. If you're online dating and looking for love, you're probably tired of the lazy text messages, dead-end conversations, and matches that never turn into dates. If that's you, it's time to try eHarmony. Dating apps of one kind or another have been around a long time, but at the end of the day, they're just virtual bars where no one ever buys you a drink. eHarmony's different. We're built to help you have a better relationship, and we do that with 17 years of research and experience. eHarmony's gotten really good at bringing compatible people together. People that want the same things you do and are ready for a real relationship. Hey, it can be fun to play around with online dating apps, but when you're ready to fall in love with someone and have a meaningful relationship, there's one app that's built to bring you real love, eHarmony. Go to eHarmony.com today and get a month free when you buy a three-month plan. Use code DATE. eHarmony.com, use code DATE.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chops, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Your new landscaping looks amazing. Who did you use?
I found a great local pro on HomeAdvisor.
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. It's really easy to use. I just put in what I need, and then they connect me with background check pros who can help.
Did you find your painter there, too?
Yep. I use HomeAdvisor for everything.
How much does it cost?
It's free. And check it out. I can even book an appointment online.
That's so easy. How did I not know about HomeAdvisor?
Go to HomeAdvisor.com now or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Have pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest labeled pain reliever available without a prescription. Safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches in the green box with a blue wave.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. This is Money Talk.
We are back on Money Talk. Always enjoy our discussions with Dan Ariely of Duke University. author of Predictably Irrational and Dollars and Cents. Tell you, Dan is one of the brightest bulbs that we've had the pleasure of talking with here on Money Talk. It's always a thrill to have Dan as our guest, and we do appreciate his taking time out here today to join us for an extended discussion. Well, it should be a fascinating week with tax bill reconciliation on the docket. We have that to look forward to. Remember, you can stream Money Talk to your computer. Download Money Talk to your smartphone. That's Money Talk On Demand. The Investment Talk, well, that's year-round. And, of course, you can listen to Money Talk wherever you go, whenever you like, with Money Talk On Demand. Check it out at BobBrinker.com while you're at the website. You can get information on the Bob Brinker Market Timer Investment Letter and request a complimentary back issue if you'd like to see the format. Very easily done. Just go to the website homepage at BobBrinker.com. Click on the Request a Complimentary Back Issue feature, and that's all there is to it. The December edition of the investment letter has just been published. It is available at BobBrinker.com right now for subscriber access. That's the December monthly edition of the Market Timer Investment Letter, just published. And again, our thanks to Dan Ariely for joining us from the great state of North Carolina at Duke University. Before they beam me out of here, let me thank all of our Money Talk Trekkies for cruising with us on the Starship Money Talk. Program coordinator Ravi Chandran, producer Meredith Oakes, technical directors Angel Bordone, and Mr. Bob Mack. Till next time, happy investing, and may the odds be ever in your favor.